Let's try this button. Okay, that seems to work. Good evening, everyone. AB3WG, my name is Chris. I am the MDC section manager. Welcome to the MDC section monthly EchoLinknet. We'll just wait a couple minutes here, as we always do. We usually start about 3 after if you haven't been with us before, just to give folks a chance to check in with us. We've got a nice little group so far, and let's just take a little pause, and then we'll get started about probably 3 after. And thanks for joining. Stand by, AB3WG. Oh, okay, that didn't work. Why is my space bar not working? Heck with it. Okay, I guess we can go ahead and kick this off. Good evening, everyone. AB3WG. Again, my name is Chris. I'm the MDC section manager. Thanks for joining us on the monthly section-wide EchoLinknet. I'm glad you're with us. We have a nice little group tonight, and I thank you for hanging out with us here on the WB3GXW conference server. Not a lot to go over tonight in my comments for this evening. I just have a few things. As usual, after I finish these nets each month, I have absolutely nothing to discuss for the next month. And then at the last minute, in this case, last night, I get some emails or something from someone, and that gives me some topics to talk about. So I do appreciate everyone who sends me stuff like that. So let's get started. Okay, the section news went out last night. It went out through our normal venues, the groups.io and the ARRRL list server. And So we got some good reports this month. We got the TMARC report, a Skywarn report, and one other thing that I'll mention here just shortly. So the section news is out. I even sent a special, I sent it by email to one of our new folks on the Baltimore Traffic Net, because I'm pretty sure he's not signed up to get that. So I just sent it to him individually. So that was kind of fun. So that's the section news. That's another thing. Break. Okay. I got a few, I think two emails. I know one from one of our staff members, and someone else sent me something. If there's anything in the section news that isn't correct and you notice it, I do appreciate you sending that to me. I know I messed up one of the reports, so I changed my process, and that shouldn't happen again. And then there was something else that needed to be deleted, which I took care of that. So thank you for doing that. I appreciate that. I do read all the emails that folks send me. I do appreciate them. I may not respond right away, but I do appreciate folks sending me. If anything looks weird or something needs to be taken out of the section news, please let me know. I very much appreciate all the other eyes and the edits and all the other stuff that happens to the section news. Even after I send it out, I can get it right for or make it better for the next month. So thanks for that. Okay, break. Okay, so the two other things that are in the section news that I just wanted to go over real quick. The ARRRL has a board meeting coming up. Typically they meet in January and July. So I will tell you that we did have a meeting with our division director, gosh, was it last month? I think it was last month, Bob Familio, and the new vice director. So we got introduced to him. That was very nice. And so those meetings do happen. We are in communication. I will tell you, Bob Familio is extremely good at communication. He gets back to you via email and pretty much right away. So I just want everyone to know that we have a very good relationship with our division director. He's makes himself available anytime. He always says we can call him, which I would never do. I would just write him an email if I needed his help with anything, but I know he's pretty busy. So board meeting coming up in January. Don't have any information on what's going to happen there. Perhaps some other folks here on the conference will have more information on that. So we're looking forward to that. So that's that break. Okay, and then the last thing I mentioned earlier about the email I got at the last minute, and this is in the section news. This was an email from Roel Anders. He sent me information about a new extra class that they're going to be running. And again, this information is in the section news. It's going to be January 15th through March 26th. So a new amateur extra class, a new Roel Anders class. We do like to publicize that whenever Roel sends me anything, I put it out right away. So please feel free to push this out to your clubs and your other amateur operator buddies. And let's get Roel a big class, as we always try to do. And I know he does an excellent job, always does an excellent job with those classes. Break. Okay, very, very good. That does it for my comments tonight. So let's go ahead and see if we can get some of our linked repeaters and hear from some folks about what's going on around the section. I will tell you, just from a personal standpoint, I am not enjoying this winter at all. If you read the Skywarn report in the section news, obviously it's been pretty cold. And if any of you know me, you know that I absolutely hate cold. As far as I'm concerned, the four seasons in Maryland are June, July, August, and winter. So we got a long way to go. And so we'll see what happens in February. I'm glad it warmed up a little bit. My BGE bill went through the roof last month, so yeah, that's tons of fun. All right, let's see if we can get some linked repeaters in here. Let's try for the KA2JAI machine. Oh, there's one other thing before we do that break. Okay. I would be remiss if I neglected to thank John Creel, WB3GXW, for hosting us here on the monthly section EchoLinkNet. So let's let John have a few words, and I do believe I see your name in the list here, John. WB3GXW, your comments for the net tonight, please.
Good evening, everybody. This is WB3GXW. Well, it's good to report that the FCC is back and operating. I did talk to League headquarters about license processing several weeks ago, and they were limited as to how many they could upload per day. So I don't know when they finally got everybody uploaded, but initially they were overwhelmed. So we're okay, but there is unfortunately another shutdown looming on the horizon, depending upon what Congress does when they get a reset. And hopefully this will not happen. The Laurel Amateur Radio Club will be testing again next year for the 11 months. We give everybody December off for the third Saturday of every month. No charge for testing. The FCC gets $35 for the initial license, and I appreciate Roel Anders doing what he's doing, because I've had applicants show up and take the test, tech in general, I recall, and they pass with flying colors. So he's a very successful instructor. Everybody remain safe, stay warm, and happy holidays. WB3GXW out.
Okay, thank you, John Creel. I always appreciate your comments, and again, for hosting us here on the monthly section EchoLinkNet. Thank you, sir. Much appreciated, as always. All right, and then another housekeeping item. Do keep an eye on the time that you're speaking, as I will try to do as well, so we are good stewards of the system. And with that, let's see if we can get to KA2JAI repeater. Please call your give us your comments first, and then call your stations, KA2JAI.
3SUC on Maryland Mobile Ears repeater, 146.805.
not too much to say other than the Baltimore Traffic Net is using this repeater, the Maryland Mobile Interest repeater, temporarily as our primary repeater, the BARC repeater, 146.670, is not quite in tune. And it's one of the main remote sites transmitting in is very distorted due to one of the receive crystals apparently being out of whack and needs replacing. And apparently, one, it's hard to get the crystal and takes a while for it to get received. And then two, apparently Phil, who works on it, says it's going to be quite a chore to get into the particular radio, receive radio that he has to dig into. So it's going to be quite a chore there. So we'll maintain Maryland Mobile Air Cell since the time the new crystal come in and the time to install it. So, and with that, also, I got to make a quick comment. We have a new fella. We've got a lot of good people on Baltimore tracking it, but we've got a new fella that just started up, Connor, KD3BVQ. I've got to call him out a little bit because he's jumped right in there and started passing traffic right away. And he's learning. Fortunately, the best tutor in the world for radiograms that helped him right away, W3YVQ Al. So, of course, the rest of us will help him, but hey, Al is the best to help. And he's going to be good at passing traffic for us. Okay, with that, I'll call an RF guy here first, also one of our great VPN and MVPN folks, W3STN, Stan, your comments. This is N3FUC.
Well, good evening, everyone. W3STN. I am flattered at the introduction, Don. Thank you. Yeah, we've been quite busy the last three nights on VTN with quite a bit of business. In fact, MDD was just finishing up, I think, as the net started here, break. And I suspect that W3YVQ will be on here later, but I will pass along this information that we are in need of more participation. That controls on MEPN and MDD, and some additional people to be representatives going up to third region. So if you're out there, especially if you're out there and you're a CW operator, you are definitely needed and welcome, and there'll be plenty to do. And if you don't have traffic to pass to MDD, it always helps the numbers just to check in and say that you have no traffic. Just give your call sign and QRU, and that'll be it. That's it from here. 7-3, you all have a great Christmas. W3STN, back to that.
Okay, this is N3FQC on the Maryland Mobile Service repeater. Any other RF check-ins? Please call. Nothing heard, and I do not see anyone else on the Echolink machine. So with that, I'll hope everybody has a Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year, and back to Net Control, and 3FQC.
Okay, thank you very much for that information, Don. And I do appreciate you mentioning the, I knew the BARC repeater was down, but I didn't really know why, so thanks for bringing us up to speed on that. And yeah, it's been good fun on BTN. I haven't been on a lot, but the last couple of nights, just a real joy to have a new traffic handler come in. And in fact, he's the one I sent the section news to. I looked him up on QRZ and all that stuff. He's actually a league member too, a student member, so that's nice. And so yeah, good fun. It's interesting to have a new person come on and get kind of ask the questions that a lot of us need refreshers on. So great stuff there, and thank you for all you're doing there. Break. Okay, let's see if we can go to K3ORB. Ocean City, your comments first, and then call your stations, please.
Hey, good evening there, Chris. This is Mark K3WOC here in Ocean 5. I hope you're having a great evening, everyone. Just a little news from the Worcester Radio Group. We closed out yet another successful year here full of fun-filled activities and growth in membership. Last month, we had a really nice in-person workshop all about mesh-tastic. Our goal has been to establish a county-wide mesh system, and we've been learning quite a bit about the system, its pros and cons. Also started doing some more side testing with mesh core as well. We had a great turnout. People brought their small nodes, solar nodes, and even mobile nodes, as well as a variety of other different manufacturers. We'll take a quick break. The Worcester Radio Group's next monthly club meeting is Wednesday, January 7th, 2026. And in other news, too, we are still currently evaluating some potential spots for Winter Field Day on Saturday, January 24th. The current front runner here for us is in Shad Landing, over at the Pocomoke River State Park. We do hope to announce our final decision here within the next couple of days, so for all of our local guests here, stay tuned for that. And with that, we'll go ahead and ask for local check-ins here now on the K3ORB repeater in Ocean Pines. If you're out there listening on the machine tonight, we'd love to have your call. This is K3WOC standing by. QRZ.
Kilo Delta 3 Delta Alpha Victor with no traffic.
Roger, roger. Thank you so much there, Dave, up in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. KD3DAV, we gotcha. Looks like that's all our check-ins for tonight. So with that, we'll go ahead and close things out. Just wanted to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy New Year to all. AB3WG, this is K3WOC. Thanks so much, Chris. 73, have a great night.
Okay, thanks, Mark. Your audio is pretty low and somewhat unreadable. I mean, I heard everything you said, and I hope the folks on the conference bridge here did as well. But I appreciate you joining us as always, and thanks for all the folks on your station. It was quite distorted, your audio, so maybe you could work on that. Perhaps you could come back in later on if you like. All right, let's see if we can get WA3DZD Maryland FM. Let's have your comments and then call your stations, please. All right, nothing heard there. Let's go ahead and try W3FDK Frederick. Anyone there? And your comments, please. Okay, very good. That should do it for our linked repeaters. So let's go on to regular check-ins now. And we'll start with KB3SPH. Jeff, good evening. Thanks for joining and your comments tonight.
Good evening, everyone. The Charles County Club will be operating a special event station, November 3 Victor, from Cobb Island on Tuesday, December 23rd. We're celebrating radio's first voice. More information at November 3 Victor on QRZ.com. Back to net. This is KB3SPH.
All right. Thank you very much, Jeff. Appreciate that. Let's see. Let's go next to K3ABZ. Mark, one of our BTN net controls. Good evening, sir. Your comments for the net tonight, please.
Thank you, Chris. Yeah, I guess my space key isn't working either. So anyway, thanks for the updates. I appreciate it. Merry Christmas, everyone. K3ABZ, back to net control.
All right, very good. And let's see if I can get, let's go ahead and get Marty, KB3MXM, former Vice Director, Atlantic Division Vice Director. Marty, good to have you as always. Your comments tonight, sir.
Okay, Chris, first let me check. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear, sir. Proceed.
All right, let me go through just the highlights, and then anyone has any questions. The FCC has made some recent changes you should be aware of. There's a lot of activity about the 60-meter band, about opening it up. some radios, you have five channels in them. You'll have to talk to your manufacturer to see if there's any modifications. Some radios, it's not possible. While other ones, there could be a Mars mod that allows you to use those frequencies. There are some limitations. Break. There's some changes to the 420 megahertz band. This is mostly geographic in nature. It has to do with limiting wattage. So you'll have to look at that. It most likely is the A or B zones, if you know where those are, along the borders. Break. The FCC is also deleting several Part 97 rules. One in particular has to do with grandfathering in HF amplifiers purchased before 1978. If you're a big gun on the air and you're using an old amplifier, you might want to check that out. Some changes to Part 97. And I've got one more. Stand by. Here it comes. And lastly, if you've all remembered that the league was running that to contact your representative about the H.R. 1097 or the Senate Bill 459, the Amateur Radio Emergency Preparedness Act. And I'm hoping that all of you, I won't say most of you, I'm hoping all of you took advantage of that online to be able to do a letter. And for your radio friends that might be on GMRS that are not using amateur radio yet, big yet there, that you passed along how they could also have, they could send a letter to their representative in support of that bill that provide some relief when it comes to HOAs. That's all I have. Chris, thank you for the opportunity. I hope everyone has a wonderful holiday, a safe holiday, and I hope you have a healthy and wealthy new year. KB3MXM, back to Nick.
Okay. Thank you very much, Marty. Appreciate it. Always great to have you here and get your comments. Good insights, as always. Appreciate it. All right, let's go next to Pam, KB3SWS. Good evening. Thanks for joining and your comments tonight.
Thank you, AB3WG, Chris at Net Control, and everyone else on that this evening. Continuing our discussion on maintaining and improving your WinLink skills, check out WinLink Tuesday. This is a monthly net scheduled for 24 hours on the second Tuesday. The Prince George's County Aries AEC for Operations, Bill Smith, and 3XL is Net Control. Send a standard message to N3XL to be added to the contact list. You'll then receive a monthly message via WinLink with subject reminder MDC section check-in exercise, with instructions for submitting messages or forms. They can be sent via RF, such as VARA or VAR-AC. This is KB3SWS, back to Net Control.
Okay, very good. Thank you for that. And next on my list is Nate, KC3IEI, Assistant Section Emergency Coordinator for the MDC section. Good evening, Nate. Your comments tonight, please.
Hey, Chris, thanks for hosting the net here. Always a pleasure to join. You know, all is calm, all is quiet on this front. I think there's a song about that, and I'll spare the group from hearing me sing. But, no, I think it's been a great year, a lot of good things on many fronts, and looking forward to what comes in next year. So hope everyone has happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year. Back to Nick.
Okay, very good. Thank you. All right, and let's go next on my list. Let's see. Melvin. KC3TAT. Melvin, good evening, and your comments, please. Okay. All right. Perhaps we'll come back to him. Okay, let's see if I can get Whiskey Yankee. What happened? Let's try TAT again. Go ahead.
Well, good evening, Chris. Thank you. I hit the wrong button again. This is KC3TAT. I have no traffic other than to wish everybody a safe and happy New Year, holidays. This is KC3TAT. Back to net.
TWB9TSO, Whiskey Bravo 9, Tango Sierra Oscar. Is there time for a light check-in?
All righty. I am hearing the Tango Sierra Oscar station. Give me your call sign again, please, and then go ahead and give us your comments. Thanks for joining. The Tango Sierra Oscar station.
Roger. WB9TSO, Whiskey Bravo 9TSO. Name here is Rick. I'm also in Calverton. Just have had a hiatus, and my lovely spouse has gotten me active again. So thank you. Appreciate the chance to check in this evening. No comments other than it was beautiful this morning, and now it's the wind is quite windy, and winter's back. WB9TSO standing by.
Okay, very good. Whiskey Bravo Niner, Tango Sierra Oscar, I'll get it out. Rick, thanks for joining. I appreciate you. Yeah, please join us again next month. So thank you for those comments. All right, let's see if I can get Milford. November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. It looks like he's on an iPhone. So Milford, if you can get in your comments, please.
From November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. No comments from me at this time. Just wanted to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and do keep an eye to the weather because it seems to be changing quite rapidly. So with that, I'll pass it back. November 3, Whiskey Yankee, Coffee Clear.
Okay, thank you, Milford. Always nice to have you on the net. Let me get rid of that. Okay. Let's see, I've got two more folks here, so let's see if I can get, I have KC3OKD, but I don't see him on the list anymore, so we'll scratch that. Let's go directly to W3YVQ, Father Al, Section Traffic Manager. Your comments tonight, sir.
Okay, it was long enough for the reset. Good evening, all. W3YBQ here. And incidentally, at least for those on a PC, you have an option for push-to-talk, which I found a great relief once I started using it as opposed to toggling with the space bar. And that is to open up your preferences in the toolbar under Tools. And when you click on Preferences, you have several tab choices, one of which is Communications. And if you click on that, you'll get a window that opens, and about more than halfway down the page, you'll see a little button that says PTT Control. And if you click on that, it'll open up a window which will allow you to select a keyboard key to use for push-to-talk. One of the choices is the right control key on your keyboard. That's the right hand control key. And if you select that and select momentary, you can then use that right control key as a push-to-talk switch, the same as you would a push-to-talk button on a microphone. And you still have to have the window active, that is the Echolink window active, for anything in Echolink to work properly. So remember to select the Echolink window before you decide to try to transmit and so forth. And that avoids competition with other windows if you want to be typing during the conference, taking notes, checking lists, etc., etc. Break. And also on the PC, if you don't see your station on the check-in window on the upper right quadrant on the screen, remember that there may be more stations below the bottom of the list, and the way you can see them is to click over there on that side of the application and then press the page down key, and that will scroll down to the next page of the list, and you can find somebody on that list you might be looking for. That's another thing I I know a lot of folks used Echolink for years before they ever discovered that and wondered why the list never got any longer than a certain number, and half the people they wanted to talk to never showed up. And that's the reason why. And Christmas traffic is up on our nets, which is good. Some of our mass mailers have been reminding folks to send greetings by radiogram, and they have been doing so. And that's why I was 10 minutes late getting here tonight, because we had to upload a pile of them on the third region, going up into Pennsylvania and out into the Midwest and West Coast, etc. And we certainly do need three additional NCS stations on MEPN at 5 p.m. daily, plus additional liaisons coming over to MDD at 7 p.m. We need net controls on MDD very much, and liaisons to go up to the third region net at 7:45 every night to handle traffic outbound from the session and to check in the late session at 9:30 to receive traffic coming down toward MDD and bring it to the late MDD session at 10 p.m. And we'll walk you through it. Stan, W3STN, has recently joined the ranks over there, and now you can't tell him from somebody who's been there 30 years. He checks in, has all the simple protocol down pat, and passes traffic on there like a pro. And we hope a lot of new folks coming up in amateur radio will avail themselves of the CW mode. It's a great fun mode. We can move twice as much traffic per unit of time, and it allows you to use the simplest of equipment and an HF rig to participate in nationwide traffic handling. So if anybody has any interest in CW modes or working on the NTS nets, I check in the Baltimore traffic data on 6.805 with 107.2 time at 6:30 p.m. Ask any of the net controls, or check into MEPN at 5 p.m. on 3820 and ask any of the net controls, and we'll get you hooked up with someone to help you learn the ropes. 7-3 all, and very Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to everyone. W3YVQ.
All righty. Thanks very much. That takes care of everyone on my list. Let me ask, as we always do, it's not even quarter of yet, but I've gotten pretty much everybody that I have on my list here. So does anyone have any other comments or any further business, please?
WB3GXW4 contact WB9TOS, over.
GXW, go ahead, please.
Had to wait for the timer to run on this end. WB9TOS, WB3GXW.
Good evening, sir. WB9TSO, Tango Sierra Oscar, and name here is Rick. Thank you.
Okay, Rick, very good. Can you stick around after the net is concluded, over?
Sure, will do. WB9TSO standing by.
Traffic complete, WB3GXW clear.
Okay, very good. Thank you, gentlemen. Stand by. And all right, so in closing, there's not a lot going on in the section right now. I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. Do make sure to publicize roles, classes, and we will be keeping an eye out in next month for what's going on at the board meeting. They usually publish a little email about the minutes and then the other stuff that happens in the meeting that comes out later in the month. So we'll look forward to that. Our next section, EchoLinkNet, is January 1, 2, 3. Should be the 16th. Third. Let's see. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, it should be January 16th. And boy, we got to go to a new calendar. So that'll be fun. I've got my ARRL calendar ready to go. So thanks everybody for joining. I do appreciate your participation, and please be safe and do mind the weather, as many folks have said. We'll see you next month right here on the WB3GXW conference server. 73AB3WG.
WB9TSO, WB3GXW.
WB3GXW, WB9TSO.
Okay, good evening again. Name here is John. You said you were in Calverton, over?
Roger, I am on the other side of Calverton Boulevard from you. I'm at the new homes. We're up near the top of the hill. There's a little development. I'm very near Lamar Street.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I know where Lamar Street is. Ham used to live over there. Mark Story. He's down, and his wife moved years ago. Okay, fine business. That explains why your signal is outstanding. I assume you know where my repeater is, over.
Roger, up near the school. I look longingly at your nice tall tower whenever we drive by, over.
Okay, very good. I want you to send me an email because I want to convey to you the auto patch codes for the repeater.
Roger, ready to copy, over. Ready to copy, over.
The battery just went dead on the handheld. Isn't that too funny? You still there, over?
Yes, I am. I am. It is the end of the year. It lasted almost the whole year. WB9TSO standing by to copy.
Okay, it's john.creel, C-R-E-E-L, at verizon.net. And I'll email you back the information on the auto patch and also my cell phone number. Over.
Thank you, John. That'll be great, and I'll include my information in that as well. Over the break here, I had a bunch of nice antennas, and we redid the roof about 14 years ago, and now I'm trying to get everything up again. So hopefully I'll have an even better signal next time we talk. Over.
I kind of suspect I'm going to hear you direct, given the close proximity. All right, 73s. And good night. Stay warm. It's already down into the low 30s here, WB3GXW.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it, John, and may you have a great evening, too. WB9TSO, Portable 3 out.